Just this week, we were doing 2 weeks of the summer provision, and I got a phone call from a parent in West Donegal with a child, a nine-year-old child, in an ASD class, and it's not working out. And they're looking for a place in our school. So that's happening all the time. Like, our school in Donegal has expanded massively this last 5 years. Now, that's down to a whole lot of reasons. Brilliant staff, great working on. And, like, you know, my door's been knocked down every day with parents looking to get in. And from my point of view, we've got a system here. Special education is so complex and so varied. And we've got a situation here with the married schools who are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And why would we want to mess that up for those children who are not as disabled as other children, but yet they have so many needs and they will be lost in mainstream? It'll just be a disaster. Our school is brilliant. The numbers are rising every year, and I think that's a testimony to the staff in the school and the work that we're doing. Traditionally, our numbers would have increased in the secondary end, so children would have gone to school up until sixth class in their local community, but the parents would have realised that the jump to secondary school was too much in the local secondary school, 500-600 students, bells ringing, classes moving around, so they would come to us for their secondary education. But we have seen a massive increase in the last 5 years of children coming at an earlier age from primary classes, third class, fourth class, fifth class. And without exception, every parent has said to me within 6 weeks of their child starting in St Bernard's, I wish my child had been here years ago. And that's wonderful for us to hear. It's sad from the parents' point of view that it's come to that, and that, you know, mainstream hasn't worked out for them. But mainstream doesn't work for everyone. That's why our children are coming to us, and they are just getting the most wonderful education in a place where, as Debbie said, that they're loved and cherished. And the thing about the staff too is important, that, you know, our staff over the years have built up massive expertise and experience in this field, which is mild. They've applied to our school because it's a mild school. That's their passion. That's where their expertise lies. And they will get burnt out, and they will leave if our designation is changed. But it won't be for them. This is not what they've signed up for. They're brilliant teachers, and they're brilliant at what we have. And I think, as I said at the start, when we've got special education is so complex and so wide ranging, but when we have a sector here that is doing so well, why change it? You know, why would you want to change something that's working so well for our students?